It's lunchtime. The best time of the day. Yet again, right, Noah?
It sure is.
And Noah, this is a very special day for you.
Lunchtime. I wouldn't call it special.
No, but it's special because it's a meaningful episode to you.
It is.
It is.
You know, out of all the episodes of lunchtime, I would put this definitely in the top two.
You know,
for most important for me.
Considering the episodes that we have done, This is going to be the top episode for Noah Hiles so far.
It sure is.
This is a ratings bucket.
Are you ready to let the dog off the leash and just go?
Go ahead. Go.
All right. So obviously, I think the main news in sports right now, or at least in the world of baseball, which I am a huge fan of, is the cheating scandal with the Houston Astros. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. It's not even the Astros necessarily. It apparently is involving more teams. So I just kind of wrote a list down before we dive into the Astros thing. I'm just tired of bad news in baseball, John.
Mm-hmm.
For our life, I mean, we're, you know, 20-somethings. For our life, it's been pretty much all bad news. It started in 94 with a World Series not being played because of a lockout. Then you think of other things. There's been steroids. There's been domestic abuse issues. There's been racism issues in the game. And while those things happen in other sports too, and that's certainly not acceptable, they happen in baseball. Things that happen in baseball but other places they don't occur is financial imbalance, because there's no salary cap. Only a few teams are really trying to win, it seems, by signing players and going all in, while the rest are kind of tanking or just happy to make money. Key free agents sometimes go a full offseason without being signed. Attendance issues. Attendance continues to dwindle. People aren't watching the games nearly as much or as long. They say the pace of play is too slow. Obviously, the juice ball scandal that went on all this last year. I covered the All-Star game. That's all everyone was talking about. Are the baseballs juiced? Are the baseballs juiced? Significant evidence shows that they are. And now on top of all of that, more bad news. Probably the worst set of bad news in the last 15 years, probably since the steroid report came out, is this cheating thing.
Sign-stealing scandal?
Sign-stealing. Hey, knock, knock. Who's there? It's your 2017 World Series champion, Houston Astros.
That's the trash can that Alex Cora was hitting.
Whoever was hitting. And that's, for those who don't know, the Houston Astros have been found guilty of installing a camera in center field. They can zoom in to see the signs the catcher's putting down to find out what pitches are coming. They would then hit a trash can in the hallway outside the dugout. Players would hear it. They would know what pitch is coming. One bang for a fastball, two bangs for off speed, whatever. And it helped them win a World Series.
My hand kind of hurts now. I was hitting my hand too hard. Okay, let's be real though.
Okay.
From a standpoint of cheating, actually, this is kind of smart, some of the things that they did.
Yeah.
Like in terms of using a trash can, because as we were saying off of this, I mean, if you have a chance to use something that is, or that could be misconstrued as just ballpark noises, why not do it? You know, why not use what could be just some guy in the stands like banging a drum or something like that?
And sign stealing isn't anything new to baseball.
No,
when I played summer ball, our third base coach had a thing where if he could see the signs, he would say your number if it was a fastball. So like I was 19 on that team. He'd go, let's go 19, get a hit now. And that would mean he sees the sign, it's a fastball. And if he used your name, it was a breaking ball. And stuff like, but that's stuff like that on the field, I have no problem with. That's gamesmanship. And that's on the, you know, that's on the pitcher and catcher to catch on to that and try to switch things up. We would change our signs every two innings when I played.
Well, and stuff like that, and stuff like that has happened for decades.
When you're using technology, how much worse is this, in your opinion?
I mean, it is worse. It's also, though, the fact that the game has advanced in technology has become a bigger part of it. I mean, think about how much
society.
Yeah, I mean, think about how much analysis and how much like technology now plays into the game.
Yep.
Like 20 years ago, you couldn't use as many analytics as you can now.
No.
You know, you
didn't have
use
launch angle. You didn't have exit velocity. You didn't have any of those things.
So stuff like this was not really possible. Plus, it really wasn't possible also to have a camera connected like that quickly back and forth and maybe to even afford the technology to be able to do that. And now that there is so much more money in it and you can afford to do something like that, it, as I said, from a standpoint of cheating, it was really well put together. It's just they got caught.
Got caught because Mike Fiers ratted on him. In the words of Robert De Niro's character in the movie Goodfellas, two most important things in life, John. Never rat on your friends, and always keep your mouth shut. Mike Fiers ratted on his friends. He didn't keep his mouth shut, and I applaud him for doing that.
Did AJ Hinch take him out? Did he call a hit on him and take him out?
I hear you paint houses.
Yeah, I heard you paint ballpark.
Yeah, I hear you install cameras in center field.
That's right, that's right.
But for Jessica Mendoza, I don't know if you saw that. Jessica Mendoza, the broadcaster for ESPN, also works in the Mets front office now. For her to go out and call out Mike Fiers is absolute garbage. I mean, the guy, there was a two-year investigation going on behind the scenes that it's her job to know about that happening, but she didn't. And so people already, knew about it, and the only people that he ratted to were his teammates saying, hey, I used to play on this team. We need to switch our signs because they know what pitch is coming. And they clearly benefited from it. I mean, they won a World Series in 2017. In 2018, they were eliminated in the playoffs from the Boston Red Sox, who won the World Series, with a manager who helped lead the charge on the sign-stealing scandal in Houston the year prior. And then in 2019, this past year, they lose the World Series in Game 7, which is wild considering they lost all four games that were played at home. They lost all of them. Yeah. So they couldn't even successfully cheat.
Well, but
maybe they stopped cheating. I
was going to say, who knows that they were actually cheating? Because I saw a graphic that their numbers this year were down considerably. Like their best batters, like Altuve and Springer and Bregman, their numbers were down this year compared to the year that they won the World Series.
And it's funny you bring up Altuve because, yes, most of the cheating allegations stem from 2017. That's why Alex Cora was fired from the Boston Red Sox because his involvement, when he was the bench coach there in Houston in 2017. That's why Carlos Beltran was fired from the Mets position because he was a player leading the charge of the sign stealings thing in Houston back then. But a video surfaced yesterday of Jose Altuve rounding third base after hitting a walk-off home run in 2019 in Game 6 of the ALCS off of Aroldis Chapman. And while he's coming home, he's holding his jersey saying, don't take my shirt off. Don't take my shirt off. And now we're hearing reports that players for the Houston Astros were wearing wires underneath their jerseys.
Yeah, that like buzzed for them to know what the pitch is.
And that's the thing. The trash can thing, I don't necessarily have a huge problem with because it's very loud, especially in playoff baseball. It's definitely wrong. It's definitely a punishable offense.
Yeah, but if you know the sound to listen for, you're going to know
exactly what's going on. Here's my thing. Like when you're looking for a sound, like that pounding noise, people pound on, the Bronx Zoo, Yankee Stadium's famous for guys hitting the padding in the outfield walls or along the siding. I mean, it's a lot. There's 40,000, 50,000 people at these games. You know what to listen for, but I think it makes it so much easier to steal a sign from technology when you have a buzzer on your chest. There's no doubt. Was it one bump or two bumps? Like, when you feel vibration, you know what's happening.
Well, it is obviously a lot easier to do it that way, and obviously you would feel that more, and you would know exactly what's going on and know exactly what to feel under your arm when you are having a buzz or a vibrator that's going off like that to alert you of a certain pitch. But in response to what you were saying about fans, also, if you're a Major League Baseball team and you're smart and you really want to see something through, because obviously everyone in the Houston Astros organization knew about this, why not plant a couple people in the stands and start circulating the word around a bit and say, hey, don't say anything, but we'll win games.
No way. No way you tell anyone outside your organization that's cheating.
If you're a loyal...
Loyal fans, that's fine, but hey, how do you know? I try to go to a different ballpark every summer. When I'm there, I wear a different hat. When I went to Oakland, I bought an Oakland A's hat.
Yeah,
if I found out the Oakland A's were cheating and like they look at me wearing an A's t-shirt and hat and they're like, hey, you're a diehard fan, right? I'll be like, yeah, sure. And that we're cheating right now. No, I'm going to sing like a canary. Yeah, that's a horrible idea.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing is that if you are that person that's like yourself that goes around to different ballparks, if you're going to go to a game against the Oakland Athletics in the middle of the season, that game doesn't matter as much to them as a ALCS playoff
game. But they were cheating in those games, too. They cheated.
But I'm saying that, like, it doesn't matter that they cheat in those games because those games really, at the end of the day, kind of don't matter to the equation. They do because they get you to the playoffs.
Yeah, John, dude.
But hold on. What I'm saying is that they don't matter in the sense that, like, it's not going to weigh as heavy on what's going to be the outcome of your entire season in the playoffs.
Like, I disagree. I mean, if the Indians won three more games this past season, they would have been in the wild card game with Shane Bieber on the mound in a one-game playoff. I think they might have. I think that the way Charlie Morton pitched in the wild card game, they would have probably been able to outduel him. Regardless, I think every game in baseball matters. I get that there's a lot of them, and the losses don't sting as much when they happen. But when you're cheating, that's the thing.
Yeah, but you don't bring it up though in that case.
You don't bringing it up, taking it to the stands is ludicrous.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if you do bring it up, it's not really as big an issue during the regular season because what I'm saying is this: is that
it would get out.
Well, it would get out, but also fans that are in the stands then like. It's more lax during the regular season.
Yeah, but again, like you can't depend on fans to do that. I mean, it's one thing to ask them to get loud or be quiet, but like in football when you have the ball. But no, you could not ask them to conspire cheating with you. They would mess it up.
But my guess is also that if they did use it during the regular season the whole season, they probably didn't use it for every game. They probably tested it more than anything.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of footage where like they pretty much used it every series. They lost one home series this year, the Houston Astros did.
Oh, I'm saying in 2017.
Well, I'm just saying in that year, too. I'm sure they're... But my thing about it is, and everyone's mad about the World Series title and saying, oh, that needs to be vacated and this and that. I think something that we're not considering enough is how this affects players on other teams. Because when they use that in some games, they're using it against a rookie who might have got sent back down to AAA and then he could have blown out his shoulder and never get a shot at the big leagues. They're ruining careers. They're taking away millions of dollars out of guys' pockets. In some cases, they're tarnishing legacies. I have a stat here. Clayton Kershaw in the 2017 World Series. Clayton Kershaw is regarded to as the best pitcher of our lifetime. Him and Max Scherzer. But there's one key thing that attaches to his name, and that's he stinks in the playoffs. Well, 2017, the World Series was his chance to change that. Here's his ERA at home. An 11 innings pitch. He allowed one earned run, three walks, 15 strikeouts, an ERA of 0.82. At Minute Maid Park, 4 2/3 innings pitched. Six earned runs, three walks, two strikeouts, an ERA of 6.50. I wonder what the freaking difference was.
Couldn't have been trash cans.
It might have been buzzers. And the trash cans, if it's just the trash cans, which as of now, when we're recording this, they say that's all that they used. Then the punishment should stay the same. But the buzzer thing to me is taking it so much further. When you're using technology that's not just a camera, but you're wearing wires and everything along those lines, that's essentially like in the video game MLB The Show, when you hold down the right bumper and you can guess the pitch. It's so easy. I think Alex Wood said it the best on Twitter. He said, I'd much rather face a guy on steroids than someone who knew what pitch was coming.
Okay, final thoughts here.
Yeah.
All right, one, I do realize that all baseball games matter. I do realize that.
Yes.
That's obviously a thing. Two, I think this is part of the reason why I've never enjoyed baseball.
Because there's always some nonsense attached to it?
And because it's never been my go-to sport. Like, I've always watched, honestly, this is me honestly speaking. If the Masters is on, or if a baseball game is on, I watch the Masters every day.
Well, it's a regular season baseball game.
But I'm saying like
the biggest golf event in the world.
But I'm also saying like even if it's late in the season, like if the PGA Championship is on and the Indians are fighting for a wild card spot, I'm still going to pick the PGA Championship.
Okay.
That's just the way that I am. Because baseball, my entire lifetime, as we were saying, has always had a scandal attached to it. It was steroids. Then it was issues with, you know, money and issues with racism and issues with just so many different things. They have covered all the walks of criminal life that you can in sports.
In 25 years.
They have covered it all. Baseball has literally covered all the bases, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. And because of that, that's why it's hard for me to be a fan. I know this is something that you're extremely passionate about, and I think the sign-stealing thing is complete bullcrap, and obviously we'll hope that, you know, it resolves itself in some way.
It's going to get worse, too. It's going to be connected to more teams.
But eventually, I think it's going to just tarnish the entire league.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I think by now, it's baseball. Baseball fandom's kind of like having a political opinion. You believe what you're connected to, what you're connected to, and there's not really anything that can change your mind. The people who like baseball are going to like baseball, and they're sick of what they're seeing right now. It makes them sick to their stomach, but they're still going to watch it. It's just you're not going to get anyone else to jump on the baseball bandwagon until this nonsense stops, and it has to stop for a while. Counterpoint, it's very frustrating that of all the teams that are connected to the cheating, the Pittsburgh Pirates are never that team. Maybe if they tried to do some of this, I'd have some happy memories at PNC Park.
You know what, though? Maybe this will open up the road for other teams to start winning games, because this might take down the blue bloods of baseball, because it's going to be connected to all of them. I mean, these guys, if they're going to go anywhere, I mean, look, it's already ruining the Red Sox in a sense. They lost their manager. They still have all their talent, but they don't have the guy that was leading the charge for them. So, you know, we'll see how it affects things.
Let's go eat.
There's another episode Monday.
We'll see you guys then.
What's your name?
I'm Noah Hiles.
I'm John Bozica.
And we'll see you on Monday.